Good morning again. So this week I haven't been feeling 100%, so I'm hoping this all cohesively somehow comes together and makes sense to you. I pray that this is what happens. So scholars talk a lot about this text. They talk a lot about how, what does it mean of Jesus coming to John and John saying, no, I can't do this. And there's so much talk about what this means. And the bottom line is the ending of this, which is Jesus is a beloved child of God, and that Jesus is the son that God is well pleased with. So I have a little story to tell you about Toy Story 2. Do you remember this movie a long time ago? Woody is kidnapped and taken to the apartment of the bad toy store owner. Woody finds himself in a dark room all alone, and then he hears the voice of a young cowgirl, Jessie, who recognizes him. This toy, a similarly dressed Western cowgirl, gets excited that Woody is finally here. Woody asks, "How do you know me?" She replies, "Do you not know who you are?" Then she turns on a light and shows Woody the shelves that are filled with Woody memorabilia. Woody finds out he was a famous movie star, and she shows him old cartoons, and Woody watches with great joy. So it is in baptism. God knows us before we know who God is. And in this sacrament, we are told who we are, a child of God. I'm currently taking 30 weeks with the Saint Ignatius exercises, and I'm very much enjoying it. I started it in September, and I end, I think, in May. The first part of the Saint Ignatius exercises is to know that we are loved by God, that each of us is loved by God, and we hear this all the time, but to really sit and pray and think about and reflect and truly know that we are loved by God, sometimes that's easy to accept, and sometimes it's really hard. And in my group, it seemed like some of us got this really easy and some of us really struggled with the idea that God loves even me. So then, after this part of the St. Ignatius exercises, the next part is that we are all loved sinners. In other words, we all mess up sometimes, and we're still loved by God. I don't know about you, but sometimes I think about how I should have said something differently, or maybe I shouldn't have said it at all. And sometimes I reflect on my day or even life events and wish I have handled myself differently. In our humanity, we seem to mess up. The key is to ask for forgiveness. This may mean a person, ask forgiveness of a person, but it definitely means asking God for forgiveness, because God loves us so much. Because we are God's children, God will forgive us each and every time. I'm wondering, when we sang that opening hymn, "I am a child of God," how did that feel? Did it feel okay? Was it easier to sing, "I am a child of God," or was it easier to sing, "You are a child of God"? I'm wondering, because sometimes it's really hard to believe that we are children, each of us are children of God, that we are so loved, because sometimes we really doubt this stuff. We really doubt our worth. And so I'm hoping, I'm praying that today and every day you can sing this song or say it out loud, "I am a child of God," and it'll feel good and it will feel right, and you will know it down to your core, down to your soul, that you are a child of God. Baptism reminds us of our relationship, our commitment to the divine. We may not remember our baptism, like I don't remember mine. So today, at the end of worship, we're going to remember our baptism. We're going to go through a little exercise and remember our baptism. Oh, St. Ignatius, I am a child of God. Here we go. Jesus heard at his baptism, he was beloved. Can you imagine seeing this? Can you imagine seeing the sky open up with light and the appearance of a dove above Jesus? And the words in the NRSV translation says, "With whom I am well pleased." In our translation today, "I find happiness with him." He was and is a beloved Son of God. So let's remember our belovedness. In Genesis, God created humankind, and it was good. In Isaiah, God tells us that we are named. And in Psalm 139, God tells us, or the scripture tells us, that the Holy Spirit is before us, behind us, above us, and below us, because we are so loved by God. We are beloved children of God. God knew us before we knew ourselves. And our baptism reminds us of our belovedness, but it doesn't stop there. At our baptism, it's not the end, or our confirmation, it's not the end of our journey. At our baptism, we are committing to act like children of God. We so beloved. So beloved, all of you, go out into the world. First, knowing that you are loved by God. And second, those around you are also loved by God. Amen.